Blog Talk Radio.
Remind me not to do that when I'm tired. My
I used to do it every week.
Oh, and that was great. And now you see why I'm not on American Idol.
Oh, that's so cute.
I think I squeaked or something. I'm not even sure what that
Whoa.
Was.
Whoa. Squeaked out of where?
I squeaked when I tried to sing Dirty Boy.
Well, I like the way she said Dirty Boy. She should say that all the time when she's tired.
I just need to I just need to record that once so I can play it over and over. Dirty Boy, Dirty Boy, Dirty Boy.
Why, you're at the gym?
Do I have the sleepy voice going on now? I have no idea what I sound like.
You got the sleepy, sexy voice.
This is a special day today, isn't it?
It is. You know what? And if you would let me get into the freaking introduction.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Ooh, y'all be quiet. She's grumpy.
I am grumpy. Okay. It is March 8th, 2012, and it's actually Thursday, so it is Thursday, right? Yes, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, and that means that we are totally off the hook. I'm so tired, guys. I'm so sorry. Crap, what was I saying? We're totally off the hook. We are not censored at all. That's what I was trying to get out. I couldn't think of the word. I'm Snow White, and I'm normally not this bad, but today's just one of those days. We also have Ms. Clarissa Shane Matrix. Oh, thank you. Oh, I just... It's so nice. It feels so nice.
Right.
We have Ms. Clarissa Shane Matrix, who is in charge of this debacle. Hi.
Train wreck.
Usually I get introduced last. Now I'm first because I'm in charge of the debacle.
I always go in this order. It's me, you, then Ginger, then Blaster.
That's right, because ladies always come first.
You know what I heard when you said debacle, though?
What?
Jumbaco. I'm sorry, I had to do it.
Oh, no.
See, on this show, unlike other shows, ladies come first.
Yes, Blaster, we got the joke.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss that one. It was a big one.
Anyway, moving on. We also have Miss Ginger Rocks up in here, who is going to be my pet from now on. Hi, Ginger.
Ooh, rawr. I like the idea of being your pet.
I hope you like spankings, because I'm going to give them out.
Oh, I love spankings.
Yay.
Hey! Okay, slipshod operation. Y'all ready right here. How come I'm not getting
the kind that gets me bent over her knee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm pretty good at giving spankings,
yet.
Too,
apparently.
That is so hot.
At least that's what my girlfriend in college told me. Anyway, moving on. So, we also have...
That is some stories we need to hear later.
No. We also have Master Blaster, who's our little bit of testosterone, who's here every week.
A little bit of testosterone. You mean raging founting of testosterone.
So, you were a sippy cup here last time.
Oh, yeah. It's just because you want to put my cup to your lips. That's why.
Ooh.
Anyways, hi everybody. It's Thursday, and there has been a lot of freaking stuff going on. And
Can I finish?
I'm just saying I'm excited for the show. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say.
If you're not careful, I'm gonna put you in the dunce cap and put you in the corner.
Yeah, spank me first.
No spanking. I only give those out when you're good. We actually have a guest today, which you would think would be better behaved.
No, that's not how we work.
Not really. He's been with us before, and I remember him, so he's pretty used to how we roll. Steven Spawn from Able Gamers. I said it right, right?
She said it right. Oh, my God.
Yay.
Spoon! I did not bring enough film for this place. That's all I got to say.
Steven will be actually talking
all on Corey.
It's Ginger. Steven will be talking about Able Gamers, what they're up to, how you can help them out, and that kind of wonderful thing. So no doubt we'll get to them. But For right now, I'm going to let Corey take over, and I'm going to mute myself because I think I've done enough damage to my reputation for today.
I'm sorry. I'm overlooking at the Able Gamers website. I'm reading reviews.
It's a nice website, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in the middle of upgrading, so we're like a hot mess right now. So
yeah, but
like boxes and stuff everywhere.
How come when things are a mess, you always want to put hot in front of it?
Because it is a hot mess.
Because
It's still hot even when it's a mess. Duh.
I don't think that was the way it was supposed to go, but it works. It works.
I know. I just kind of made that up on the fly.
It was good. It was good. It was good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So, Stephen, before we jump into our weekly topics, we have been hearing a lot about you in the morning time. Tell us what's going on Able Gamers.
Oh, well, there's lots of things that I can't tell you about. What I can tell you about is that Able Gamers president Mark Barlet is getting his award for leadership excellence in Washington, D.C.
Yay!
March 21st. Yeah.
Oh, but that deserves some applause.
Yay for Mark!
All right, they had to go.
Now his ego is going to be huge. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I don't think he needs any help with that. I think last time he was on the show, he pretty much established his ego.
Yeah.
Doesn't need any assistance. So that's awesome. Congratulations. You guys have been getting a lot of good press, too, lately. Seriously.
Yeah, we've been trying to get our name out there and recognize just a little bit more than we have been. You know, it's
It's working. Every time I hear about Able Gamers, I'm always sending Corey links. I'm like, hey, check it out. Look at Able Gamers is
well,
on. Like,
how
I think
about,
you guys...
can I jump in for a minute? How about for those of us, or not those of us, but for those people out there who may not know what Able Gamers is and what it stands for and what it does, can we give them a rundown? And if you want to actually check out the website, it's www.ablegamers.com. So, Steven, did you want to give us a rundown?
Yeah. Able Gamers is a charity that helps out gamers who have disabilities or gamers who have been traumatized from the war. Or, you know, our veterans returning are very important to us. You know, if you've lost a limb or you have a debilitating disease, Able Gamers is there to help you figure out how to start playing games again. We help out children with figuring out different ways and devices they can play. We help veterans get back into games like war games, like, you know, Call of Duty and et cetera, to blend in a little bit better and not feel like they're quite left out. A lot of times games are how we associate with each other when we're long distances apart, and it's really important to keep that intact for those kind of people.
Awesome. And that's actually very true.
Awesome. So you help out children so you can help Corey out with her gaming skills.
Pick a toe. It don't really matter because all of them are going in your mouth. But...
Now, Corey, enough about our Friday nights. I don't think the viewers want to hear about that.
Ew, you know, that's just gross. Oh.
He likes it. He likes it.
You know, that girl got paid good money for foot fetish videos, so...
No, that is so nasty. Feet are just... You know what? We need to get back.
Excuse me? My feet are not nasty. You have seen my feet. My feet are fabulous.
I don't care. I do not care whose feet they are. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to get near them.
You have touched
Show
my feet.
Feet.
See, she lied. She touched my feet
no,
to put lotion on
with my foot.
Them. You did not. You put what? Lavender lotion on my foot. Because
you're
sharing...
Did
you
know, I?
Why is that not up on the website? That would make us a
I
lot
don't
of money.
Doing
right
that.
There.
Yes, that's right after that is when we sent Blaster the picture of our feet.
Oh, that's right. And you know why I did that? Because I love you. You're my best friend.
Mm-hmm. You did that because my feet are fabulous.
Okay, you did. You have some of the nicer feet I've seen. I will admit that. But still, they're feet, and I don't really want to be around them much.
And after I got those photos, I immediately post them www.footfetish.com.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. There go the sound effects.
The
only reason why I hang out with you guys anymore is the ability to play sound effects randomly.
This show is like one blah, blah, blah.
Take that away from me, I'm gone.
TV show. I don't know.
What? What did you say, Steven?
This show is one blah, blah, booey away from having a TV show. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
Oh, man. Okay, so... We're supposed to be talking about stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well,
it certainly hasn't been video games up until this point. Let's start.
We got several things to talk about.
I'm going to go ahead and throw the sticker and hand it over to Ginger, and y'all step back, hold your hands up, put your arms on.
Good.
Of that nature.
Yes. Why is it, hopefully none of y'all are from Florida, because I'm totally going to throw this grenade that direction, why is it Florida is full of stupid people? stupid. Ah, seriously. All right, so the Florida Family Association, and apologies to anybody who listens to us from Florida because you have to share your great state with these people, and the American Decency Association.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes, are calling on BioWare to disclude its LGBT relationships from SWTOR.
Okay, so, can you break down the acronyms for
LGBT
acronyms?
Lesbian, gay, bis, and transsexuals, and or transgenders.
Transgenders.
Transgender, my bad. And we've got Star Wars: The Old Republic. It's an MMO, and you're able to have same-sex relationships inside the game.
Yes, you are.
Yes, and apparently this game is going to be the downfall of America. It's doom and gloom, and oh my God, don't you know that kids play this game, and just by seeing same-sex relationships, that's going to make them somehow, I don't know, gay, lesbian, whatever.
Just like that evil rock and roll music and that evil rock
music.
I know.
Like,
right?
They called, like, back then they called Elvis the pelvis. They thought that he was just going to be the downfall of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think that's
but okay, right. let me go ahead and come at this from a biological standpoint real quick.
Uh-oh, I knew it was coming. She's going to take my point, but go ahead.
Being homosexual, it doesn't matter, male, female, whatever, if you're transgender, it doesn't matter, it is not catchy. If you shake someone's hand, you are not going to turn gay, okay? Because I had a lot of gay friends, I've hugged them, we've shaken hands, they've touched my boobs, you know, all of this stuff has happened, and I have never stopped liking cock. Okay.
Wow.
How many minutes into the show? 11 minutes into the show, and we're already on cock.
But I'm just saying.
Bitch with this whole thing is them screaming, oh, we're going to ruin America's children because only children play video games.
The only thing that you're going to do is teach your children open mindedness so they don't sit there and judge everyone.
How is it that two happy people who love each other is going to somehow ruin our future?
High five, Ginger.
Saying that the whole thing that's been going on this week with this and oddly Kirk Cameron and his discussion of how being gay is not natural. I don't know how it's not natural because pretty much every animal in existence at one point or another is gay or they do something considered gay or homosexual or they have, you know, you all know. So I don't understand the whole not natural argument, but what
and that they would even say not natural. What is wrong with these people? Were they dropped on their heads?
This is what baffles me.
Zip tie necklaces all around.
Hush, woman. The what baffles me is it is a game,
mm-hmm.
and it is as simple as you have the option not to play. If it bothers you that much, then don't play. You don't need to go in and say, we're going to change the game. Especially, this sounds like a group of people who are not even members of the gamer community. You maybe just picked up Star Wars The Old Republic because you happened to see the ad on TV and maybe you like the movies. Obviously, you're not gamers. Because if you were, you'd notice that this is a running theme in several games now. It's in Dragon Age. It's in Mass
Dragon
Effect.
Dragon Age 2. It's in Mass Effect.
It's in The Sims. It's in every game on the planet. Mm-hmm. So you pick the one game out that you are playing, and you think, I'm going to take down this game, and that's going to do it. Honey, you have a whole community to try to take down. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Sorry to tell you.
But again, you cannot catch homosexuality. It is not a disease. It's not... It's not like a cold, you know. A gay person's not going to sneeze on you, and then, oh my God, you're gay.
It's a buff in Star Wars: The Old Republic. You hit this one, and you're gay for 3 5 seconds.
And it's just, totally
says
blows
it's Skyrim
my mind
too.
And annoys me.
You can have same sex relationships in Skyrim too.
Yes. You know, and if you don't want to play these games, if you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. Don't play them. Go away. Personally, if you come and I find you in a game that's PvP, and I know you're like this, I'm going to camp you. So you just probably better to not play.
She's such a troll.
Oh, I'm such a troll, man.
Blaster inhaled. Everybody pause.
No, I'm I'm still stuck on the whole Snow admitting that she's had her boobs fondled by various women. I'm still fantasizing about that.
No, various, well, women too, but men too.
Mm.
You know what? I forget guys get all hot and bothered about
that.
They do. He's grabbed my boobs.
Okay,
since
I'm not the only male on tonight's show, Steven, let me ask you a question.
Why are you dragging me into this?
because for the two fountains of testosterone on this,
yes,
this sea of estrogen, right? So yeah, I just want to have a question
totally
for you.
Only feeling the testosterone.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I think guys tend to be more forgiving towards the one type relationship. Not that that's right, but I'm just saying. I think guys tend to see lesbians in a more, I guess, in a nicer way than they see the other, than they see homosexual relationships, right? So, and I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I'm just saying there's just a natural tendency when guys see two women hanging out together and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. It's pretty freaking hot, speaking
of
the guy.
Well, I mean, let's face it. The girl form, the girl body is just a beautiful thing, and most guys are just into it because it's beautiful. I mean, you see girl artists, and they will tell you just as much as a guy will that the girl form is just a more cylindrical, spherical body, and it just happens to be attractive to the human race. It doesn't matter whether or not you're a guy or girl.
No, I'm going to beg to differ on that. And this is coming from someone
you
who
can beg all you want.
Not you. I will not beg you. Anyway, as I was saying.
Later.
Yeah,
not on the
maybe
air.
Later. Mm-hmm. Not right now. This is coming from someone who loves both. I see beauty in the human form, period. I mean, I see some men that I look at, I'm like, ooh, you need to just, I don't know about all that. And I see some women, I'm like, ooh, I don't know about all that. But then there are people of both genders that are just like, oh, my God, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, I don't even know. And then there are some people who are just androgynous, and, you know, and you can't really tell if they're male or female when they just have, like, a little bit of clothes on. And I find them beautiful, too. It has nothing to do with what gender you are. It's just, it's a mindset, really. It is, because you can think a man is nice looking and not be gay.
Pac-Man, just to keep it on the topic of.
Sorry,
keep
never,
on
been, never been there before, but I do want to say one other thing though, is that going back to this whole, you know, people being against, you know, homosexual, you know, relationships and video games and all that. If you don't like it, don't pick those options.
Exactly.
It's always there. There's always that, you know, there's always that there. This option is always there. Like, I had a friend recently who was talking about Modern Warfare 2, and he's like, oh, I don't want to buy that game because it has that one mission where you can shoot a bunch of innocent civilians. I'm like, dude, at the very beginning of the game, they tell you you can opt out of this controversial mission, yes or no, and you have the choice to do that. You don't have to play that part of it, right? I mean, I think that – And they're doing the same thing with lesbian and gay relationships in video games. Is you don't have to pick those options, and you don't have to encounter that. So if you don't like it, just shut up and let everybody else who wants that enjoy that.
It's like, okay, and I actually saw this on the internet somewhere, and it pertains to this a little bit. I'm going to tweak it a little bit, but it's like being mad at somebody for eating a donut when you're on a diet. It just makes no sense.
I like that analogy.
I saw it on the internet somewhere, but it totally applies to this. It really is like being mad at someone for eating a donut when you're on a diet. I mean, there's no.
Let's be more specific. Being mad at some random person happens to be eating a donut when you're on a diet.
Yes.
I do believe you have to provide, in your household, you have to provide a united front on things like that. So
you know what? Just
sitting there licking a donut in front of you while you're trying to, like, go on a diet, I think that's a little bit.
Did he just turn into Mr. Sensitive?
Those people are dumb, is what they are.
Can I have my old blaster back, the one who was not sensitive? Because this new one's kind of a pansy.
Oh, my God.
You got to understand, there's a certain segment of the population that is just set in their Stone Age ways, and whether it be a gay and lesbian thing or whether it be a disability, when you have a minority that is different than what people think you should be and act like and look like, then you have a stigma and you have something you have to fight against. It would be the same thing. I call it right here that if they put in this thing where there was a disabled character that you could be a companion with in Star Wars, they would be people all kind of up in arms. Oh, they wouldn't have any use. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do that. And people would be just as upset and offended because they're not the stereotypical big-breasted, large-packaged humans.
I see a T-shirt. Where's my pen?
Okay. I totally agree with Steven. If they have anything different, well, in Star Wars, you have aliens, obviously, but if it was something that wasn't the norm for that particular game, like disabled or, you know, transgender or androgynous or whatever, then, yeah, people are going to be up in arms because that's just human nature.
You know what?
I'm wondering from a development standpoint why no developer has actually taken it on. I think we saw something one morning where somebody was making a disabled character. I can't remember for certain who it was because I think they were just starting it. But that would be so interesting to play where you wouldn't be able to do certain things because the character had a disability. I would enjoy that, having to think.
They're starting to bring that into it, but it's also got the same gay, lesbian, and any different type, you know, stigma it's got to fight. But, I mean, you got also got to be careful because there is a game out there that has nothing but disabled characters, and they're disabled in different ways, and I'm not going to call attention. I'm not going to call attention to the game because a lot of people were asking Able Gamers what we thought about it, and our opinion was as long as it's not disrespectful, it's fine. But a lot of people felt that it was a horrible game because the person in a wheelchair had to deal with not being able to reach things that are so high. Another one had to fight with his crutches. Another one had to fight with a helmet on.
And that's what I want to play. And
is this
X-Men? That they should. I don't think it's X-Men. I'm vaguely remembering what you're talking about. I was reporting it on the news in the morning.
I'm sure you did. It was all over the news for a while. And then we got so many email requests for, you know, what do you guys think about this? Isn't this horrible that they're depicting?
I'm annoyed on your behalf because why go to you just to ask you what you think about it? How come you can't play it yourself and say what you think about it?
Every time. Or anytime there's a conspiracy like that, it's how negative do you feel about this? Well, what about the good side? No, tell us about the negative.
we want to see the evil things.
Yeah.
Nobody ever asks us what do we think about the girls in there. Of course, we pick fights anyway, so, yeah.
Well, actually, they
we
tend
do.
To gravitate around the people that open their mouth and are like, I hate this, this is terrible, and that's the ones who get the most press.
No, actually, that's not true.
No, what about that? No, there was some lady that had some sort of blog about, I think it was like a year or two ago, and I forget what the game was exactly. There was a game, there's one of those controversies around women and video games, and I don't know if it was the hot coffee mod from a long time ago from San Andreas or what, but they had some girl on there that had a blog, and she was just like, she was pissed, and she was ranting and raving. She got like front page on CNN, as if she was the only, you know, she was the voice of gamer girls out there. Just because she happened to be the one that was pissed about it.
Okay, well, what I've noticed when it comes to things like that is they tend to put the this is a horrible thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because that's my style. They tend to put the stupidest people on the front page.
Yeah.
Because
stupidity is sensationalism.
Yeah, exactly. It's sensationalism. It gets people's attention. It makes them want to watch, whether it's watching going, what the fuck are they thinking? Or watching and, oh, I think she's damn right. That just makes lots of sense to me. I mean,
did you really go to
the... I really did.
Black John Yokel, did you really go there?
I really did. It's one or the other. They do that because it's sensational. So...
you know what? Let's say it depends on the particular branch of media because who is it that made Blood Rain, the new one for XBLA?
Oh God, I forgot.
Yeah, those guys. We got into it with them about their press releases for Blood Rain, and nobody heard anything of that other than us back and forth with them. So it's not always that you make a big fuss and they...
No, and I liked their game. I enjoyed their game. I just hated how they advertised it.
They changed it. At least for us, the press releases we get no longer keep referring to her boob size and if she's sexy and everything. I don't know if anybody else is getting that, but so not always when you make a big fuss do they want to stick you in front. It just depends on who it is and if they want that kind of press.
If you have an articulate, intelligent argument, normally they won't put you out front because people will be like, oh man, they're right.
He didn't agree with us.
But I meant other people might agree. You know what I'm saying? And take up our cause. And be like, oh, yeah, well, they have a great point, so why is this company doing this? They want to put out the people who have this off-the-wall, like, you know, when the news cameras go to where there's a tornado, they find the most redneck person. My double-wide dome went up, my dog's in the tree.
What is it you know?
It's because it's something I know.
You got to admit, though, it's just kind of human nature. We look for people to make ourselves feel better about ourselves. People just eat that negativity like Dairy Queen Blizzard. I mean, let's take my site, for example, because I control all the crap that goes on Able Gamers, right? And if we put something up there that's just absolutely horribly written, could have been drawn with a crayon and a marker for all I care, and it's about how negatively Star Wars is, and we just hate it, it's the worst piece of garbage ever to be invented, it will get 100,000 hits. Mm-hmm. If we put up a story about how great a game is and that it's the most advanced technology that we have ever seen, it'll get 25 people. It's just the way the internet works.
He's right. You're absolutely right, because we've had a couple of times we wrote some bad reviews, and the developer was stalking. Remember the, you guys?
Oh, my God.
That's why we hired Ginger. We hired her to be angry and to draw with crayons. That's what we did.
We had developers stalking us. I don't know why you don't like this game, and blah, 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 and you need to be careful what you write about them. It's like, are you threatening?
Wow.
Yeah, so
he's
right.
If you don't like our reviews, then you shouldn't have sent it to us in the first place, because we're not going to lie.
Dino Roar? Yeah, you again. We don't care. We'll say your name on air. Dino Roar, you and your terrible game. Anyway.
Okay, like the one I did, that stupid boyfriend game or whatever.
You know, no, they were good sports.
They were nice, but they still kind of stalked me. It was kind of weird.
They're still stalking us because they put out a new one the other day, and they sent me a message and asked if you wanted it.
Are you serious?
I do not. I saw a message on Facebook.
A kiss? Damn.
And they were like, hey, did you think Snow got a chance to take a look at those updates we did? Is either my girlfriend or boyfriend? I was like, no, we were not even thinking about you, but I'll pass it along. Thanks. We don't like that game.
Well.
You guys and your stalkers, geez. Is there like a line forming? Like, take a number? Now stalking Corey?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now serving 2,335. Please have your camera ready.
I wouldn't mind so much the stalking if they would, you know, buy me cool stuff too. That'd be awesome.
You ain't fleshed enough fluffy cakes. They buy me stuff.
Put some fluffy cakes up there, dear. Corey's got the... Okay, wait a minute. Corey's got the butt. I got the fluffy cakes. What are you bringing?
She got both, so she should just be.
She got a tape on the nipple
point. She got tape on the nipple.
Unfortunately, born with both.
So she needs. She needs to. She should
Ooh,
be
lowered.
Off points is what she needs to be.
You're born with both what?
She got the top and the bottom.
Oh, you know what? I do too now.
The back side and side, the fluffy cakes and the bottom cakes and the biscuits.
Mm. Yeah.
The sausage in the hole.
You know what? Why? What is, you know what? I was looking in the chat room, and now I look in the chat room, and it's all Oreo cookie chunks, Dairy Queen Blizzard, titty sprinkles. I'm done. I'm done. Good night. Hit the end button. It's over.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
anyway, back to video games.
Because we are all off topic.
I did have one point I wanted to bring up towards what Ben was saying about their different points of view and all that. So one of my writers... I'm not going to name his name in case he didn't want me to mention who it was. But one of my writers brought up the program, I don't even know the name of it, with Kevin Smith and some of his buddies that is on like the FX Network or something.
Yeah, Comic
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Comic Book Man. Okay, so the other day they were talking about the Batman series and Batgirl and how hot she was, blah, blah, blah. And one of them goes, you know, basically saying, well, what if Batgirl suddenly was disabled and she was in a wheelchair anymore? Would you date her? Or would you just toss her aside? And Kevin Smith laughed about it for a long time before saying, you know, it wouldn't matter, and changing the subject real quick. But, I mean, you should have seen the words coming at me from my writer talking about how offensive it was and how he was just saying that someone who has a disability, even once they're a superhero, once they're disabled, they're just useless and they'd be cast aside, et cetera, et cetera. Even though Kevin Smith never actually said that, since he didn't say that it wasn't true, he immediately jumped to the negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting about superheroes is there's always some sort of weakness that if alone would be considered a disability, right? And I think that's interesting because look at Professor Xavier, right? I mean, he's got like he's in a wheelchair, but yet he's like the super powerful, awesome superhero, right? And then you've got guys like Superman, right, who could be brought down by a kryptonite that wouldn't affect any of us, right? I think it's interesting that you know, superheroes have those kinds of weaknesses and things, but it proves that they can still be heroes, and I think that's what's awesome about that, you know, aspect of it. And then I would say, well, she's still Batgirl, right? She still can be a superhero. That's not going to stop her. Right. And so I don't understand why people get offended like and angry about this kind of stuff, because I would just point out the good parts about that, right? Instead of having to be sitting there and just spending time, you know, being upset and offended, because you're going to spend a lot of time in this world being upset and offended because people say things that are upsetting and offending and offensive, right?
No, people are always nice and sweet and adorable.
No,
what are you talking about?
All right, troll.
You may not cross my bridge without paying the toll.
All right, so we need to move along. I was going to talk about Gabe Newell and his Forbes saying, congratulations, Gabe, haha, I'll be in your lap tomorrow. But we forgot to talk about the most exciting thing that happened this week is the snitch, Jorge.
Oh, my God, I know. Oh.
Break it down, boys, break it down.
Mm-mm. Is it Jose or is it Jorge? What is his name? Javier? I don't remember.
Something's Jay something. Let's go.
Sabu. Sabu. Just call him Sabu.
Sabu. Sabu. Sabu the snitch. Okay, so in case you have missed our newscast in the morning, it's Xavier. Thank you.
That wasn't even close. What the?
That is his name. I don't know. I keep wanting to call him Jorge. For some reason, he looks like his name should be Jorge.
I just said Xavier like 10 minutes ago. All right.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, Xavier from his double wide there in Brooklyn and his two kids and whatever have you, basically snitched on his LoSa people and Anonymous. Is he in jail now? Did they let him go?
No, he's working.
I'm going to assume he's probably detained or quickly going to be detained.
No, he's working with the FBI. He's
one of them now.
Yeah, he's
still
one of them.
Facing 164 years
no.
in prison.
He's
totally
a plea bargain.
No, he's going to be the same as that guy who did all the counterfeiting. They did a freaking movie about him. He's going to be an indentured slave to them for the rest of his life, hacking other people.
I got to go find this because
I was
reading this yesterday, and he
Steven is 100% on board. Every time that they need to call a hacking bitch, they're gonna have his phone number dial and be like, hacking bitch, get over here, we need you. And guess what? He's going to be like, yes sir, I'll be right there, and bring donuts this time, damn it, yes sir. He's going to be their hacking bitch for the rest of his life, his natural life. You know what's interesting, though? I'm glad that somebody brought this up because, you know what's interesting? I was reading Gizmodo, and Gizmodo had an article that I found was kind of so basically they had this picture of him up there, right, of the hacker. And the person who wrote this article put the words traitor underneath of his name, right? And I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading this article, I'm like, so basically the writer's calling this guy who turned tables on everybody else a traitor. Well, yeah, in a traditional sense, that may be the case. But if you read the tone of his article, it was almost like he was upset that this guy had turned in the rest of his hacking buddies. But if you remember correctly, what these people were doing is basically corporate terrorism, right, in essence. And so it's almost like they were promoting this corporate terrorism, and it's almost like they were defending.
I agree with you, and this is where I think I'm kind of on the fence. The things obviously we don't like that they did is they were fucking with our games,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't the ones who were doing anything, but we were paying the cost. But however, we all know how our government is. The whole ACTA thing that was done in secret is why, unfortunately, we need Anonymous. Somebody has to at least put the fear of God into some of the government. The world government, because they just don't care. If they don't have anybody to answer to, they're passing shit in secret, and we can't do anything. So in some odd way, we do need them around. Some of the shit they do is stupid and childish,
yes,
and
yes.
They need to get
releasing the information of military members.
Yeah,
they do a lot of a personal gain, though. It's been a lot of this personal gain. That's the thing. These guys are not they're not Robin Hood. Right, they're more like Bernie Madoff with a computer. That's what these guys are.
These guys changed from Robin Hood to Darth Vader when they released 200,000 of our credit card numbers. That's when they changed.
Yeah.
Up until then, you could cheer them on and say, "Yay, go get the man!" But now they turned on us.
And Gizmodo was making this guy out to be a traitor when in reality, the people who are perpetrating all these things are the actual traitors. Right, they're traitors to, and they're not only that, but they're thieves. And I don't see. I've read this article about Gizmodo. It seemed almost like a rah rah go Anonymous, and all this kind of. It was terrible. Reading this article, I felt like I wanted to strangle the guy who wrote it. To be honest with you, because it was just all about how bad this guy is for turning tables on the rest of his thieving buddies. I don't see why.
Well, also to keep in mind, it what looks bad is that he. It's not all about the fact that he turned tables because he was just feeling wonderful. It's because they came and told him we're going to do stuff to you, right?
No, they told him.
Okay.
Dog.
I think.
Do you want to? I'm sorry.
I
go ahead.
I think there's something that no one's really mentioned yet. The main reason he did this is because he has two daughters.
Yep.
And
I
if
thought it was
he,
two sons.
No, it's two daughters. And okay. and if well, two kids. Let's just say that he has two kids. And if he had not done this, he would probably never have seen them again, honestly.
Right. Yeah, they probably ran that. They probably ran that by, and they said, "Hey, you want to see them get married? You want to see them graduate? You're not going to see. You'll be seeing them from a jail cell."
Because he was facing 124 years, and he actually did plead guilty to try to avoid that sentence. So I'm guessing that they lessened it considerably, especially considering that he's helped in the arrest of at least four people so far. So he did this not to be a douche, not to be, you know, some traitor or whatever. He did this because he had kids. And I got to tell you, if I had kids, I would do just about anything for them too. Although I wouldn't be stupid enough to do this in the first place.
It's not even that he was, that was what I was going to hit on. The fact that he had kids, on one hand, oh, that's noble. On the other hand, where he decided to hack from his house, that is government subsidized housing, where your kids live, where you live, it kind of is like, why didn't in the first place, if you were going to be doing something like this,
exactly.
You were with, you shouldn't have even been at your house. You shouldn't involve your kids. That's like the drug dealer that sells drugs out of his house because his kids are there, and then when they come to arrest him, I got to think about my kids. If you had been thinking about your kids in the first place,
wouldn't have been done something stupid like
didn't
that.
Even do it.
For this uber wizard hacker person, why are you doing it at home? Why are you doing it near your children? And why are you not covering your tracks better?
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I'm glad he didn't cover his tracks. Like I said, the minute that just like Steven said, the minute they released those credit card information, they went from Robin Hood to Bernie Madoff at the computer. Mm-hmm. And I have no sympathy whatsoever for this guy or for any other members of Anonymous. I have no sympathy because if he went down fighting the noble cause and fighting the good fight against an unjust system, then that would be one thing. But the moment he started profiting from that, that became something completely different. And that he no longer deserves our respect for that. And neither does Anonymous.
I can respect that opinion.
We'll find out whenever Chris Tucker...
Well, no thank you is disagreeing with you in the chat room there, Blaster. He says, you have to think about, corporate terrorism is a bit of a stretch. The majority of their tax were DDoS tax, which is the technological equivalent of TPing Sony's headquarters.
Except when they release credit card information. What's that the equivalent of?
But you know what? We were talking about that the other morning. It's a stupid and dumb thing to do, but if you think of it on the other hand, who's actually going to say, hey, there's a bunch of credit cards been released by Anonymous. Let me go get it and go shopping. Nobody's going to touch those, honestly.
That happened.
Power.
When the powers that be found out that had happened, they had already been out in the wild for at least probably 24 to 48 hours. That's enough time for anybody to go out there and go on a shopping spree.
But nobody did go on a shopping spree. That's exactly my point. I don't know.
How do you know that? Do you know that for a fact?
Yes, we do know that for a fact because we would have gotten it back saying these credit cards were used. Whenever that happens, who was it that got hacked? Marshalls or something? And people had Marshall's credit cards. We knew the next day they're like, these people's credit cards got used.
Didn't they do a bunch of? No, they did. They had an article saying there was a bunch of banks that were sending back credit cards, having people renew their credit cards to get different credit card numbers. Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are to be safe.
Are we talking over the PSN Ocalypse thing?
Those
were actually sold. There was a deal that those cards got sold by Anonymous on the black market. 5,000 at a time.
Anybody use them is the point. Anybody actually? Turn up
you don't think anybody paid money for them? They didn't use them?
Yeah, I'm thinking somebody, because they were selling them for like 5,000 at a time, and they were going, because they were talking about that on the black market, credit card prices dropped incredibly because of this, because Anonymous was flooding the black market with them.
Right, and that's my point.
We'll have to verify. But my thing is, well, we do have to verify you.
You're the one that was jumping to conclusions to begin with. You need a map for that.
You were jumping to conclusions too. Ginger actually had a fact. You didn't.
Knew that fact. I just know the details.
You didn't know a fact. You still don't know. Anyway,
Ginger has facts. It just takes her a little bit to remember them.
But my point is this. We don't like some of the stuff they do. It's childish and it's stupid. I'm not saying it's harmless. I'm saying childish and stupid. Generally, nobody's going to be looking to see, okay, you released 5,000 credit cards. I'm going to grab one and go shopping. We all know this. None of us here would be like, I'm going to go find these out because I need to go buy me some new shoes. But it's mostly a show of power to show the government here's what we can do. We all know this. But shutting down the PlayStation Network and other things is stupid, is where, yeah, I agree with you, they crossed the line. This is where you, if you were going to do this, you stay on this side. Like, when they went after the child pornographers, I was just so moved and touched and so proud of them that particular day, and then they turn around and do something stupid. Like, oh, by the way, now we're going to go and take the Medicare out of the accounts of the old people. What? You do this one day?
that's what happens when you have an organization that's built around zero leadership, right? That's what you get. That's life.
Sure. Well, you also can't really have a leader when you do something like this either, because once they're gone, it still debilitates
right.
into the same chaos.
Yeah, well, that's why, who was it? Somebody came out and said something, compared him to the Hydra?
Yeah, that was a guy that was on our show that said he was one of
yeah.
them. Which we have
said
no idea.
He said he was one of them. I'm one of, if I say I'm anonymous, then I'm anonymous.
Well, technically, that's kind of the beauty and the power behind anonymous is anybody can be anonymous. I've been following their Twitter feeds, and they give out links, and they'll tell you exactly how to help them. I mean, step by step, they give out instructions for stupid people. Mm-hmm. Click here, do this, ta-da, you're helping us.
Script kiddies.
Yeah, and it makes us look, and I told Ginger, you stop following them because you know there are already people watching us.
I still follow them. I ain't scared. I went and played in the chat room with them.
No, they actually.
Behind and they can't stab you in the back. Go ahead. Sorry, Sam.
No, that's okay. You've been doing that all show. You keep on.
Okay. You're going
to
cut
that out.
I'm
trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice. Then fuck you.
Okay.
That's a big no.
Spit it out, you two. Whoever
I
was
forgot. Now I'm tired. Let me know.
Okay, so in the chat room, he said, any dude with stupid enough to download their toolkit participate in their attacks thinks they're a hacker. This is true. I'm just going to tell y'all, if I was going to do it, all I want is some Louboutins. I don't really care what else. I don't need to be hacking people's credit cards. I just need to have a pair of Louboutins delivered to my house. That's it. They'd be like, Corey, did you help with the attack? No, I thought we were attacking Christian Louboutin. We weren't? Well, I got my shoes. I'm done. I'll see y'all next month. Been real. Corey, we're supposed to be. I just wanted these shoes. If you find me a new pair of shoes, I'll help you get those shoes.
And that's the other thing is so many people think that a lot of these people are doing it for political reasons or whatever.
Yeah, they keep calling them hacktivists.
The majority of these people are doing it, as they say, for the lulz. They're doing it for their own damn amusement because they are trolls and they get a kick out of it. That's why they do it. It's not because they're getting anything out of it because. I'm pretty damn sure, for the most part, anybody who's helping Anonymous, they're not getting money. They're not getting anything. They are doing it because it's a cheat for real.
I got to tell you, the government is having a field day with this. I'm looking at the indictment for Jorge. I'm just going to call him Jorge. I don't care what your name is, Xavier. I'm going to call you Jorge because I just feel like calling. I'm sorry, it's Hector Xavier. That's where I keep getting the Hector from. But I'm going to call you Jorge. So, Jorge. His indictment is supposed to be sealed, and there's copies of it everywhere. How is it sealed and it's everywhere? We know the government's releasing this because they're trying to also, you know, show how powerful they are. government. Oh, what are we going to do with you people in the White House? What? This is long, too. 24 pages. Wow. And it does say sealed at the top. Mm-hmm. Now, how did this get out on the internet? Anybody got any ideas how this might have gotten out? This one's supposed to be sealed.
Aliens. WikiLeaks, all that fun stuff. I don't know.
You said WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
I said aliens.
Gone. That is the
aliens?
Same deal.
It's the aliens and WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks aliens. Oh my God. Okay. I don't even know what to say to you, Jorge. You know what? You know what? It's not even that he's a snitch. It's the stupidity. I think that's what's getting me. You live in government-subsidized housing, and you hacked from your house with your kids there.
That was stupidity. I mean, on one hand, I understand why he gave everybody else up. You know, he was worried about his kids and this, that, and the other. But you know what? For the rest of your life, even if you do somehow skate by this, they are never, ever going to let you forget. And by they, I'm not talking about FBI. No. I'm talking about all your friends that you turned your back on and or stabbed them in the back. They are never going to let you forget. And you are never, ever going to have a moment's peace from it.
Nope. And apparently he wasn't even doing it for financial gain because, again, you live in government-subsidized housing and you were hacking from your house. You should have got some money so you could go somewhere in South America, Jorge.
Or at least go to a friend's house and do that shit. What the hell?
Be at your grandma's house.
Right?
Grandma, let me borrow your computer. No, it'll be just a minute. Of course, they would have arrested grandma. This was not from your house. What? I was playing publisher's house.
I don't know how to work that newfangled technology. I don't know why I always go country with that.
Because that's how they sound. Some men just want to watch the world yearn. Don't you mean burn?
Blaster?
No, I mean urine. Click on it.
Why do I want to click on it? I don't trust you.
Don't then. Don't worry about it. Just keep going on with your show. Don't worry about it.
You want to hack my thing? Oh, no. No, why?
I don't
think
I know that Blaster character, so I'm not clicking on that link.
That's just wrong. You know, he's been doing that to me all week. He keeps sending me links to stuff. Just random. I come back and say
no, it's not. It's always a Gabe Newell
reference.
I didn't send you at GDC, they had somebody ran around putting stickers all up of Gabe Newell's face, and it's just got the stern look, and they put it like all over the place, and it was hilarious. So I was sending those to Corey. I was like, you're getting the face, Corey, and then I sent her Gabe's face.
All week long. Every time I leave the room and I come back. Why? Did you any of you lovely people come with other topics to discuss, by the way?
I did, but I forgot it.
Y'all suck.
No.
Well, we already did.
I came. I wanted to talk about Valve.
I was pissed off about this week.
Yeah. I want to talk about Valve shooting down, though, because there was all this talk of Valve coming out the console. And then today.
Oh, talking about the Steam box?
The Steam box, yeah. Yeah, Valve says they're not making
it. I did love Penny Arcade's comic about that this week. That was hilarious.
Yes, the companion cube.
Yes, that was so cute.
Yeah.
I'd buy it if that were it.
Yes.
Something's wrong with y'all. So what about the Steam box? Because you're the one who told us about it, and then we discussed.
Well, there was all these rumors that Steam. So there was rumors that Steam was coming out with a direct console competitor, and everybody's like, oh my god, this is gonna be, you know, because already they made that venture into the console space with the PS3 and with Steam being available on the PS3, which by the way works really well. I did some cross-platform play with a friend of mine who had Portal 3 for PS3, and I had it for PC, and we were able to play together. It was really awesome. But so there was some talk about that, and then they said the Valve came out and said no, you know, that's, or at least there was another report came out and said no, it's actually more like hardware specs. So Valve was going to come out with basically a relabeled PC essentially that had some basic specs that they were going to give to all the developers and say, hey, if you want to develop, you know, Valve games for Steam, then this is like the, it should be at least the minimum requirements, right? So then there was that talk about that. Now Valve's just come out and said, we're not really working, we're not a hardware business right now, we're not doing anything like that. All the stuff we're working on is for the Steam UI. They said that they're talking about building Steam UI for people that hook their PCs up to televisions. They're going to need one for that. They're also talking about some motion feedback stuff and all that. So that's what they're working on. They're not working on any hardware necessarily. So.
Well, they have some competition now because they've kind of delayed their entry onto the iPad, and there's a company that we reported this week. Why can I not think of the name of them? And I just had it open a second ago. I suck! But the company is basically like Valve, but they're going to allow you to be able to play. What were they gender? They were directly up against Valve and on Live. Meaning you could play your games pretty much on anything. They did the iPad,
yeah.
Your PC, your PlayStation, pretty much everywhere. The Windows tablets, they were doing very, very well. They got something third round funding, something like almost $1 billion. So they're the next up and coming. So all I would say to Valve is y'all better step it up.
Well, actually, it's interesting because Valve's not really the thing they released for the iPad and for the iPhone and for the Android was not a gaming app. It was just an app to connect you through Steam so you could chat with your friends and buy stuff through the store. You couldn't actually play any games through it.
This is the same with OnLive. You can't really do anything with OnLive unless you have the newer iPad. Then you are able to do something. They said. I'm still not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, so but I mean the point is I don't think really. That's interesting about it. Like, I don't know. Valve is usually ahead of the game on a lot of stuff, and it's interesting that they never really dove into the Android and iPhone space as heavily, and I'm not really sure why that is. Maybe there's something they know we don't know. I don't know. They're usually ahead of the game. This one seems like they're not really ahead of the game on this particular.
They're resting on their laurels, and you shouldn't be.
I don't know. I mean, Gabe Newell doesn't strike me as a resting on laurels kind of guy, but.
He's right. What do you mean he doesn't strike? Have you seen Gabe Newell?
Aside from the way he looks, he does not. strike me as the guy who sits on his laurels all day long.
He's apparently sitting on some laurels somewhere. I'm sorry, I love you, Gabe, but
stuff. Some most genius stuff I've heard coming out of a owner of a software company has come from Gabe Newell's mouth. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Well, wait a minute. How long we got? We got 10 minutes. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes. Okay, so I need to throw this out there. a lot of the times we have been bitching in the mornings that Zynga needed to really get off of Facebook. So if you hadn't heard this week, they did get off Facebook and started their own gaming portal. And then today they announced that Konami is now their buddies and friends and playmates, and they're going to be making games for Zynga. What do y'all think is going to happen there?
Sell out?
Who, Zynga is?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you say they're sellouts?
So they're doing their own platform. So what? Are they going to become the Facebook?
You can see that's where it's, it is a little bit confusing. I'm actually looking at their site, so you can still sign in with your Facebook. And I do think it was one of the smarter things they did to get off Facebook, because as we all know, social networks are fickle. Facebook is doing excellent now, but every day Google Plus gets just a little bit stronger. We, you know, if you've been watching the numbers, they don't have that many. They may not have had that many people, you know, 2 months ago, but they're doubling and doing well. So it could be, you know, 2 or 3 years time from now, Facebook is gone and Google Plus is the new hotness. And if you have all your eggs in the Zynga basket, you are fucked. You can't. What are you gonna do if you haven't already, you know, started making moves to get off? It's just not a good. I don't think a good business model to be in, you know, to have all your games on Facebook and nowhere else. It's not like Cityville and all of them are on the Android market. They're just on Facebook. Anybody out here know Castleville? Can you play that on your iPhone? Or unless you have, you know, your Facebook on iPhone. But, I mean, just play just Cityville without having to log into Facebook. Not possible. Anybody else got a comment?
I don't play games like that.
You haven't even tried them. So
I only play those games on Facebook. And by the way, I'm already like, I don't know, level 16 or something with that one.
Yeah, I know. That's why
Which one?
She started playing some roller coaster something she told me. That's Then she sent me an invite like I was going to try to play with her. Knowing she's already level 25, you know, 2 hours later.
They get instant blocked on my, I'm saying, seriously. Mm-hmm.
Did you insta-block me then?
Insta-block.
He ain't blocked none of us. He's lying.
Yeah.
Hey, those things are a terrible time waste. I'm sorry, they are.
They are, but I only play them when I have time to waste. Which lately hasn't been any at all. But yeah, they are a terrible time waste, but still they're kind of fun.
I have a question.
Aren't most video games a time waste?
Yes.
Do we get anything out of them besides pleasure?
Okay.
Social.
Well, I was going to say, since we got Steven here, I was going to ask you, so are those games easy to play for disabled gamers?
Some games are easy to play when it comes to casual games. I mean, PopCap released a study not that long ago that said that over 30% of people who play their games are actually disabled because they're easy, they're slow, you can customize them in a lot of different ways. They have a lot of options that we ask for in the bigger games.
Okay.
So yeah, they are easy to play. It's just that they suck, but they're also not considered mainstream. So, yeah.
Right, right.
And they suck.
See, we need to have Steven on here every week because I just feel like I'm drowning in this.
Oh, you love it. We love you. We
estrogen.
Kiss on Lester. He's just talking.
You haven't touched me enough lately. That's the only thing.
God, you got three women. How many more do you need, Lester?
I know, right?
I have an ego. It demands a lot more than three. Sorry.
Well,
I don't like to be in a collection.
As long as the ego is actually larger than what you're giving us to work with.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
You have small hands, that's all. Not the cabbage.
Are you calling her a carny? Is that what you're
calling her?
Okay, so wait a minute. I have to comment on our chat room because that's what we do. No, thank you is saying he believes Cityville is on Google Plus. I said yes, but what happens when Google Plus and Facebook get overtaken by Google Face or whatever that comes along next? Yeah, that's what I call it.
Don't Google on my face, please.
Google Face. So it's never smart to put put all your games in one place. Speaking of which, we got a little time. Have y'all heard about the Xbox Live Marketplace that it may be going bye bye?
Oh,
we read about that earlier, but they said mainly that's just rumor, nothing solid.
What?
Is it again?
No more Xbox Live Marketplace possibly in the next.
Oh, that's
not
cool, dude. Yeah.
Well, they should go away.
What was that girl's name? What is Skater Girl going to do? when the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Who the hell is Skater Girl?
What the hell? No, didn't you remember there was that when they were trying to push Xbox Live Marketplace, they had like all these personas, and they talked about this one girl that just got on there, and all she did was make stuff for people that didn't actually play games. They called her like Skater Girl or something like that. Don't you remember that? It was at E3 like a couple of years ago when Microsoft did their presentation.
Oh, honey, I think that was when they were trying to. You remember when they were trying to create their own version of Ubisoft, of Fragdolls? I think that was what that was.
No. They're talking about the marketplace and how they would go on and create T-shirts and you could buy them, and it was all about the marketplace.
Oh, no, that was when before they launched the Xbox, they said you'd be able to do that. You never could do it after. You never could, like they promised.
Yeah, but they had like a persona. One of them was like Skater Girl or something like that.
I don't know. I've been mad at them about that. So they gave us the marketplace, but they never gave us anything. They promised you'll be able to surf the internet. It'll be blah 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 blah. No, I was never able to surf the internet. I wasn't.
The Steam Workshop does that right now. You can go in and make stuff. People can buy it and stuff like that. Steam Workshop. Awesome.
I'll go take a look at that, but I'm mad because I bought a console for that specifically. That's what they sold me. That's not all they sold me on.
You believed all the hype? Good night.
Well, you know, Nintendo gives us hype, and then they actually give us what they say they're going to give us. So I expect at least, you know, Microsoft to do what they're supposed to. Don't be promising me shit and then don't give it to me. Damn,
just
men.
I was just about to say that, just like every other man.
Or if you live near me, everything I promised I would do to you. Don't worry.
Do that, I'm going to need video.
I keep gagging every time. I don't know where that came from.
Well, I hate to tell you, Blaster, but I don't like being part of a collection. So if you need more girls, then I'm out. Deuce.
That's all right. Sorry.
Lord.
That's fine.
These two every week. And then later on, they're sending each other porn to my, how you doing? How you doing? See? Every week.
I would make you feel special. I'd make you feel like
you
a special
not.
Part of
I
that
don't,
collection.
No, I am too damn good to be in a collection.
Listen, Tuesday at between 3 and 4, that'd be snow time.
No.
Snow time.
I am too damn good to be in a collection.
Yes. I see her showing up with a very sharp knife waiting for you.
I might even bump my three to four.
No, thank you is agreeing that Xbox Live Marketplace should go. They don't have any sales, nothing decent on download. You know what? I say they should go because they stopped giving our indie developers love. And the indie developers
amen.
In droves. They're going to Steam. They're even going to PlayStation Network because they've relaxed their, you know, some of their restrictions. So you cannot get your next Halo, your next Mass Effect, your next
Halo.
Anything. You can't get it unless you have some indie development. You have to have some strong indie development. You got to give them a chance to say, to do or create that beautiful, wonderful work of art that's going to be the next big game, and they're not doing it. And that last update, I think I was thinking that's the death of the marketplace. That's the death of everything because it's just so – I can't find shit. Every time I turn my Xbox, it's just mad.
Wow.
I'm serious. I am angry. I don't want to turn on my Xbox and try to figure out what's going on. I'm like, okay, how do I get to my game? Oh, click here to see the latest. I don't want to see what's going on Hulu. I want to play Skyrim. Click here to play Skyrim. Then when I click it, it pulls up another channel. Here's your Skyrim channel. You can see your friends. I just want to play Skyrim. Leave me alone.
Yes, and that annoys me. Why is there no privacy? I see you signed online. No, I didn't.
Oh,
so see you.
I don't want to talk to you. I just want to kill my dragon.
Let me kill people in peace.
I don't know what y'all talking about in the chat room. I'm going to leave it alone. All right, Snow, take us out.
Is it that time? Is it that time? All right.
It's that time.
That means that it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news. And then you want to tune in on Tuesday to hear our Pixelista show, which we are your pixel fashionistas, a trifecta of estrogen that rules the airwaves. I should pat for that.
I'm not on that show, by the way. That's just
no, thank God. I get a break from him. I should patent that particular saying because I really like it.
I've already patented it on the trademark. It's too late.
I can still say it. anyway, so that's it, boys and girls. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. Big thank you to Steven Spawn for joining us today from AbleGamers.com. You need to check out their website and do it for the cause. That's right.
The man with the most awesome last name ever.
AbleGamers.org/donate.
Oh, yes. AbleGamers.org/donate. You can give some money for the cause. Help our fellow gamers out.
Peace.
Somebody got to buy them some shoes. I need to tell you that you're wrong for this music.
I'm kind of bobbling my head.
Pee-wee Playhouse, Pee-wee speaking.